Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of inspirationalhomeschooling.com. I'm speaking with Lanisser James, and she is the high school educational consultant and Black Outreach Coordinator for HSLDA. We are going to talk about homeschooling high school. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center, for bringing this show to you. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome to the show, Lanisser.
Thank you, Yvonne. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. This is going to be some great information about high school, and I know so many people worry about homeschooling high school. I know I did when I started. So this is great. Your children all have unique interests. And so I'm curious, what did you do to prepare your older children for their future careers and adulthood?
That's a great question. Well, I'm a homeschool mom of seven, and so there's never a dull moment in the James party of nine. And my husband and I know that one of the gifts that God gives you are children that are all uniquely different. It's a gift. And if you see it as a gift, you'll begin to kind of hone in and look at each child as an individual. And so for my older children, and as they navigated their way into high school, you begin to crystallize some of their interests, right? Maybe when they're younger, you kind of have various interests, but you find out where they shine, where they seem to, where it seems to be most easy for them to do. And that's how we kind of focus in. When by the time they get to the ninth grade year, we're giving them more of what it is that they have shown us that they enjoy, that they love. I'll give you an example. Our oldest daughter, she was really, really interested in gymnastics, and then she decided, you know, I really want to go into law. And so we gave her opportunities to shadow, model, be an apprentice, you know, on big operations like the U.S. Attorney's Office, as well as small operations of people's private law practices. And that really helped her crystallize her interests. And our second daughter, who's interested in environmental science, she's finishing up a degree in 2024, and we're very excited for her. But we gave her lots of opportunities for things like 4-H and opportunities for her to get experience, if you will. And our greatest joy is our son. He's our fourth born, and he's headed to college this coming fall of 2024. And he was really interested in working with his hands. And so he had a unique opportunity to do construction management, and he restored his grandmother's beach house. And we watched him, and we can see his heart was full of joy being able to connect in this way and give back, you know, to his family in this way. So paying attention, I think, is the most important. And then being creative enough to include it in your homeschool schedule, particularly as a high school student.
Oh yeah, and that's a great point. I look at my children and I love that you have children with all different interests as mine. And so my first child, for instance, she loves writing and reading. So that's what she's working on, and we helped her to kind of compose a book that she could complete before she finished high school. And then our second child, like yours, wanted to do one thing. She was into baking cakes and everything. And then she switched and she wanted to fly. And then we delved into that. And then she ended up wanting to go into like the criminal justice. And then we grabbed things like that, like had her do ride-alongs and different things like that. But yes, being absolutely creative and really speaking to their interests, it that has been proven in our home to be a va great value as well. So I'd love that you shared that, Lanisser. So I think about all the different people I've talked to over the years, and there's so many people that feel so incredibly nervous about homeschooling high school. What, in your experience, have been the primary reasons that you have seen people being nervous about?
Well, you know that old show, we all feel like we're smarter than a fifth grader. I mean, everybody feels like they're smarter than a fifth grader, but it's just something as you get into high school. I think it's the pressure of people watching you. And then also it's the thought of this is it. Like this is the last 4 years of their, you know, educational process and how can I launch them? Will I launch them to college? Will I launch them to career, to military? Where would I? And I think that those are the things that parents worry about. And I think when you're in that stage where you're worrying, you miss the opportunity to say, let me do the next best thing for my child right here in front of me. There are unique electives that you can create. All students do English, math, science, history, foreign language for the most part. How you incorporate those unique electives and how you partner with others who can support you along the way. I'm one of the high school educational consultants at HSLDA, and we come alongside of parents all the time who feel just the way you said, Yvonne. They're just like, I can't do this. I could do it from K to eight, but now I can't do this because it's high school. And you wonder why. And they're like, just because it's high school, you know? And so we just walk through, and I will tell you, the high school years are the fastest 4 years of your life. You thought kids, grow out of onesies fast. I don't know about you, but coming through high school, those 4 years, you look up and the freshman year is over. You look up again and the sophomore year is over. Well, college is only seen 9th, 10th, and 11th grade. And so the whole thing is over, you know? So there's so much that you can do, but getting connected with people who love homeschooling high school is your best bet. It really is. And something will rub off on you, I promise.
Oh yeah, that's absolutely beautiful. And I love that you said tapping into the resources that are available to you, because you may not know everything, but certainly we are resourceful. Yes. We've been resourceful this whole time, right? When we're raising children, you see a need and you figure out, well, how can I help them? You figure it out,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what are the benefits of homeschooling high school? How can you just encourage people to just keep on going?
I have fallen in love with it. I just cannot think of a better platform to love on your children, to foster the relationship that will eventually become an adult relationship. You're watering it. I think people ask me all the time, well, why do you do co-op? And I was like, well, you know, my kids love being around other kids. And so if we can serve in this way, you know, for our church and for our community, and it serves a purpose for our family too, because they love being connected, then we're all excited to do it. And it also gives us an opportunity to raise up leaders. I think that that's an important part and a definite benefit to homeschooling, because they're no longer just doing what everyone else is doing, right? It's not just one way to the top, you know, or getting through high school. It's an opportunity to create an individualized education for your teen. And I think that when they have those experiences, they look back and they say, wow, I got to do more of this, of what I love. And so there's so many benefits. And here's another benefit. We talked about the relationship. We talked about the unique electives. But you know what? The person they become along the way is just so priceless. We talked about character and we talked about their strengths. And all of those things just culminate into watching our kids leave for college and they throw it back. You see it just building back. You see them encouraging other kids around them and realizing that they got something that other kids didn't get. So I just love homeschooling high school. There's so many benefits.
Oh, there is. And so I know too that you are Myers-Briggs Type Indicator certified, and there are some different things that you do with that. So when we come back, I'm going to have you talk about that. Thank you for joining us. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You are listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I am speaking with Lenisser James, and we are talking about homeschooling high school. The show is brought to you by our sponsors, the Huntington Learning Center and Inspirational Homeschooling. Welcome back, Lenisser.
Thank you, Yvonne. I'm excited to be back.
Excited to have you. So we left off and I was telling the audience that you are Myers-Briggs Type Indicator certified. Can you please explain how a parent can identify their young teenager's personality type, strengths, preferences, and how going through this process can help parents plan for homeschooling their high school student?
Yes. So the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator is a personality assessment, and it's one of the world's largest instruments in the world. And so it basically lets you look at a student's preferences. Do they prefer being an extrovert or an introvert? Are they more of a thinker or a feeler? Are they a sensor or a judger? And we can go on and on. They're basically into four different types. And so the way this ties into high school is that kids have a preference. I want to remind you, this is something that happened when we first started homeschooling. I'm an extrovert. So when we first started homeschooling at that very baby stage, I would take all the kids and put them around the table and say, oh, we're going to homeschool. And I couldn't understand why there was one kid who was like, I want to read the book in my room. And I'm like, don't you want to be a part of the family? Right. You know, understanding the preferences of your students will help you not to stereotype and kind of get them into thinking that there's one way. So I understand that there are kids who need more time to come up with their answer, to respond, whereas there are others who kind of have the gift of gab and will always respond and so on and so forth. And all of those things, when they come together, will give you a snapshot, if you will, of some of their preferences and what they enjoy doing. And I think that that's a big part of high school, being able to find out what your kids love to do, where they shine, and most importantly, it'll help you look at some of their careers as well. Some of the things that they probably would enjoy in terms of their future careers.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a really great tool for parents out there. So I thank you for sharing that. So now that parents have a well-rounded picture, let's say they do that and they have their well-rounded picture of their child's personality type and their strengths and their preferences, what do you suggest would be the next step in planning for teaching high school?
So the next step would be setting up environments and opportunities and unique electives that run alongside of the preferences of your student. And thinking outside of the box, what's nice about home education, we all have freedom to create our homeschool the way that works best for our family. So for instance, I know that my son, he enjoys traditional education, but he also enjoys working with his hands. So I was able to bring in things like carpentry, math, and give him an opportunity to attend a shop class and just things that will give them opportunities and more exposure in the things that they say they love. So that's definitely a strategy. It's just paying close attention and exposing them to the more. And what's also nice, a benefit, is that you also find out if they don't like what they say they want to do, and you don't have to waste time on it later.
Oh, that's a good point for sure. So, you know, let's say one of your kids is looking more towards something that they need to go to college for, and there are some different options and resources that we can have, right? So that I know, like, there's dual enrollment out there and AP courses. How would people get connected to those, and what is available?
Yeah, there's so many different options and so many different pathways to higher education. Dual enrollment is one. CLEP is one. There's so many. AP classes is one. So what you do is you find out where exactly your student really can soar. When you find out where they can soar, you give them more of that. Every kid can't do dual enrollment. Every kid can't do AP. But when the opportunities present themselves, perhaps there's a local Christian school or there's a community college that can give them greater vigor and pace on a particular subject.
Oh, yeah, that's great. And so also we probably can't forget interns and jobs, yeah. Right? That
yes.
People can do if they're not going to college.
That's right. That's right. And everybody's not on a college track. And that's what's nice about homeschooling is that you can expose them to work study, even in high school, and really helping those get those skills that they need. I call it those soft skills, those interviewing skills, those resume skills that they need before they even get out into the work world. And it's great that homeschooling is such a great platform in order to teach kids those skills and entrepreneurship. I could go on and on about how they can prepare themselves for the businesses or the careers that they want to go into, even if they decide not to go to college.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things I had mentioned something about one of my daughters who was into baking and making cakes. So what we did was she had a business, really, essentially, where she started it on Facebook and she would just get more and more clients. And when she decided not to do that, at first I was kind of heartbroken because here I'm teaching her and putting all this work and effort into helping her do that. And then I realized something, and one of the things I realized was, like you're saying, the entrepreneurship or some of these other soft skills are so incredibly important. Well, she had to manage her time. I mean, sometimes it would spend she'd spend 30 or 40 hours on a cake, but she still had her school studies too, and other, extracurriculars. So she would need to manage her time. She needed to figure out how much she would charge and how she would pay for the ingredients and so on. And so all of those skills are transferable. And
Yes.
so, yeah, definitely delving into some of those different soft skills and entrepreneurship can be a great asset for homeschooling high school.
Yes.
So let's move on. Let's say we have all these things lined out. We have our high school plan, and we're working towards their goals. And we're getting to the area where, oh, we need to create a transcript, right? So
Yes.
what are your best tips for preparing an excellent transcript?
Well, I always tell the members, particularly at HSLDA, that the best gift that you can give your student is a concise transcript. It's almost kind of like the only document that they have that they show that they've kind of not just hung around with mom and dad all day, but that it turned into subjects. And so one of my best advice for our transcript is one is getting connected to something as neat as our transcript service that we have at HSLDA. And what I love about it is that it will calculate the GPA for you. So it takes that off the table, the stress of how can I calculate the GPA? Well, there's a document out there that will help you calculate it. And one of my other tips is keeping things in same subject order. I mentioned this earlier, Yvonne, that everyone takes English, math, science, history, foreign language, right? Foreign language is optional if you're going to college, but keep it in the same order from year to year in your transcript because whoever's reviewing your transcript, they're just trying to see, well, did they take algebra and geometry and algebra two? Did they take US history and world history and, economics and government? And it makes it easier on the eye. And so those are my hottest tips. And when it comes down to the transcript, I love helping people with their transcript. And if you happen to be a member of HSLDA, we actually will review that transcript for you. And that's my last tip, getting another eye on it. The tired eye misses the error, right? Because you've seen it over and over again. So having someone else look at your transcript is so crucial to its success.
Such a great point there. And I love that HSLDA reviews that. I did not know that. Now I'm going to send mine in.
Yes, please do.
Oh, that is wonderful. Also, I remember hearing you say once before that you can't go with that transcript to those colleges. So do you have any advice on how to best represent some of those extracurriculars or some of those extra things that they're doing?
Yeah, so the extracurricular, what I call, there's two kinds of things. There's a unique elective that perhaps would be a great way to go on your transcript. You want it to tell a story, right? You want it to, if you have a kid who's going into computer science, you want it to be evidence that they're interested in computer science. You should see coding in Java C script and C++. It should have somewhat of a melody to it. So each year, and the same thing if there were another subject versus an extracurricular resume. There are some things that students do that need to go on a resume and not on a transcript. It's non-academic, but a resume becomes important. Even if it's a high school resume, it becomes a work resume. So in the beginning, it starts off with your extracurricular, your work, your volunteer service, et cetera, et cetera. But then it builds off of it and it shows people that you're on your way somewhere. And I love it. When you have a resume and a transcript and you're needing a letter of recommendation, it's the perfect two documents to put together for people to be able to write a great letter of recommendation for you.
Oh, that is absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much, Lanister, for being here today. This is great, valuable information for those that are planning to homeschool high school or are even in the midst of it and need a little extra help. I express our gratitude to our sponsors, the Huntington Learning Center and Inspirational Homeschooling, for bringing this show to you. This is Yvonne Strawn, today's host on the Huntington Way Show, where we support you in educating your kids. Thank you for joining us.